Want to weigh in on what Tad, Drex, and Kara are talking about? Leave them a message on the free V98.5 app. Just click the open mic feature and you could hear yourself on the show. Tad, Drex, and Kara, weekday mornings from 5 to 10 on V98.5.
Well, good morning, I'm Tad. Good morning, Drex.
Hey, good morning.
Kara's out. You know the type of people. You go out to dinner, you get a side salad and glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
They get the filet, Oscar style, the lobster tail. Mm-hmm. Why not? Live it up. And the bill comes. It's an even split.
I have a guy that we all go to dinner with, and he is just infamous for wanting to buy expensive bottles of wine and all that stuff. And he's also infamous for like, oh, come on, quit being cheap. Let's just everyone throw a card in. I'm like, well, mine's like 20 years. It's 120. Hold on, bud.
Quit being cheap. Exactly. And I just hate being put in this position. So this isn't with restaurants, but I just wanted to, that's the most common mm-hmm. way this happens. We had a party this weekend to go to. And so Abby, who comes on after our show, I would say she and I are friends. Like she's a little odd because she was born and raised in Georgia. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how the Southern hospitality thing just skipped a generation or if her parents are.
She's your friend and you're kind of talking bad about her. What's going on?
No, I'm just saying she lacks the Southern hospitality.
Okay.
And I think that's why we're friends. I like people that give me a little grief.
Sure.
I like people who rib me or like, you know, critical and stuff.
Sure.
So we had to go to Gresham Park for this party, and I suggested we take Marta to get there. We were all going together. We live in the mm-hmm. same town of Brookhaven. So I suggested she, her husband, myself, all just like, take Marta down. Maybe get out at Inman Park, have a cocktail, then Uber over to this party.
Oh, gosh.
To save money. And then we Uber back either to, depending on the time of night.
Yeah.
There are certain times when you don't want to be taking the Marta.
Okay.
But I'm trying to save money. So yesterday, I send her a text saying, you know, let me know. They insisted on taking Uber the whole way, mm-hmm. the whole boat, which, you know, Ubers can get out of control.
For sure.
And so I asked her to send me how much I owed her. And I know the whole Uber thing was $60 back and forth.
Okay.
Sends me a bill for 30. She like a Venmo request for $30.
Well, that sounds
wants
right.
Me to pay half.
If you guys are both in the Uber and you split it two ways, what's wrong with that?
Because it was me, single,
mm-hmm.
Abby and Andrew, married.
Oh, her husband was in the car as well?
Yeah.
Oh,
do they count as one person?
Oh, that's tough. So you were kind of like the third wheel. Oh, I don't know.
You say third wheel, you make it sound, no, I was Daddy Warbucks paying for everybody else to get to the party.
So the issue is here is that there were three people in the Uber. Now, granted, Abby, who comes on after us, her husband, Andrew.
Right.
Two separate people. You're the third. You split
it three ways. Right. My share should have been 20. I shouldn't be paying half. They are not... Are when you're married, mm-hmm. do you then become one person combined as one person?
So the thought process, let's say your wife, Jessica, Tad, was there. Now there's four people in it, and then it gets split half for sure.
Then you split half, but there was just one of me. And by the way, she made me ride in the middle seat, which is weird because they're married. Why am I sitting in the middle?
So she sent you a Venmo request for half the Uber when you're thinking right. It should really be...
It should be $20 and it was 30, which I know it's only $10, but it's the principle. It's a slippery slope. This sets precedent. I do a lot of things with these people.
Yeah.
And I'm usually a very generous person. Normally I'd be like, no, if it was my Uber thing, I'd be like, don't even worry about it. I got it. You do plenty for me. I do plenty for you. That's what friends are for, all of that.
You're in a tough spot where you're debating, you're thinking, am I going to respond back to this Venmo request and say, well, technically we should split it three ways because there was three of us in it. What's that going to do to the friendship?
If she's willing to send me a bill for half, she doesn't have a problem with that, then why should I have a difficult time calling her on that?
What does it do to the friendship, though? She started thinking like, oh, God, this guy nickel and dime.
Yeah.
You
know, why? It's like your friend that you talked about before.
Mm.
Now, I'm the nickeling diming. No. You're nickel and diming me. I'm going to nickel and dime you right back.
Okay.
What's my play here? 404-741-0985. I want to get your opinion on it. I'm sure there's a lot of people who are hearing this, who are just furious about the fact that these people are taking advantage of their dear old tatty toaster.
We can't have it.
Look what the cat drug in.
Hey, fellas.
Our old pal Mark Arum. Stopping by, you heard us talking about this situation. And so what we're discussing here is the fact that I took an Uber with a married couple, Abby, who comes on after us, and her husband. And now I'm getting, she's sending me a Venmo request for half the Uber charges.
I heard.
And what's my play here? Because it's precedent setting. I do a lot of things with these people. Am I just the bank now?
I like that Mark stepped in because you're kind of an impartial third party. You know Tad. You respect Tad very much. You obviously love Abby. You know her well. She's wonderful. You could have a very interesting
perspective. I don't know how much respect.
Absolutely. Oh. You're a legend in the game. and full disclosure, I listen to you guys in the morning so I can steal stuff for my show. So it wasn't a one-off that I happened to be tuning in to the conversation.
Show prep.
You're in there with writing down all
now, now here's my take on this, because I love both of you very much. In a vacuum, you're correct. Right? You should not have to pay half when it's three people. In a vacuum. But the circumstance here is different. You are a major market morning personality. You make so much money.
You think that's the thing that people think that.
Now, if the roles were reversed, let's say I took an Uber. I shared an Uber with you and your wife. Now, I make way more than you do, and you make a lot. So I would pick up the whole tab. That would have been the move. Is you pick up the whole tab.
Were you ever in a position to be to hot dog it, to peacock it a little bit and say, you know what?
To pick up. For sure. I was definitely cool with splitting the Uber, but I wanted to take the MARTA down to get closer to our location.
I like that move.
Yeah, because I'm thrifty.
Yes.
And though first of all, maybe I know that you had an agent and everything. I never worked with an agent, and I'm working for friends, and they probably lowballed me on this gig. And I have two kids. I've got mouths to feed.
Yeah, but there's this married couple in this vehicle.
With inflation.
They're newlyweds.
They're young.
And they're trying to get on their feet. Maybe they're trying to have a baby, too.
They have no children. They have no mouths to feed. It's just the two of them. I mean, how much is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Look at this, like a professional, let's say the Braves, three Braves players were splitting an Uber, right? Two rookies
and a bat boy.
And a veteran.
And a vet, yeah.
A vet that's making $20 million a year. He's going to pick up the tab.
See, I just don't. Okay.
You were put in a position to maybe peacock a little bit.
Yes.
And
well, I did buy all the alcohol for all of us. I thought that was enough of and peacocking, as you know, is not my thing.
It's not your style,
but
maybe.
I don't sit here talking about my country club and how we took the boat out this weekend and my wife's got to go. Yeah.
Sold the beach houses, okay?
What is this?
Sold the beach houses, Tad. Don't stop going there.
I don't know what you have and what you don't have, and it doesn't matter what you have or what you don't have. It's who you are that should matter.
Can I be the bigger man? What was the total?
No, you're not doing that.
Do it, Mark.
He's ruffling his feathers. We're not going to have that. Thank you, Mark Arum. Want to thank Mark Arum for stopping by. And we ran out of time the last segment, but I know to have you on our show and not plug your WSB talk show would be a travesty.
I'm here as a listener and a friend, but if you want to, avoid a travesty, then please do so.
I just know that he's keeping score. Every time I've been on the Mark Arum show, which is heard weekday mornings from 9 a.m. until noon on 95.5 WSB,
nice.
Atlanta News and Talk.
There it is. Fantastic.
Right? Did I get it all right?
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm not like, Eric Von Hessler, who always pretends he doesn't know. Oh, B90, as if we're not a legendary radio station.
I literally reference your station every day on my show.
God love you.
But back to the big situation where Tad and the lady who comes after us, Abby, and her husband all took an Uber together, and Tad thinks they should split it three ways instead of splitting it in half. Is it really worth it to lose a friendship over $10?
No, of course not.
We're not going to lose a friendship over $10. I started this by saying what I love about Abby is the fact that she talks to me like she's from the north. Like she talks like she's
straight up.
She's mean because she's from New England. But even though she was born and raised here, I do not know how the Southern hospitality thing skipped her.
But these but are, this situation you're in, these are the ones that end up ruining relationships. You look back and think like, you know, why don't we hang out anymore? Why aren't we friends? It's because you...
Tad in his Uber.
Because you know they're discussing you behind your back. We apparently, Abby's been trying to get through here to talk to me.
Obviously.
So we will welcome her on to settle this once and for all, maybe. You know, with me, it's never really
it's
never, settled.
It's not
but,
over, no.
That's coming up next. So I suggested we take a $2.50 MARTA to the party on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy Pants Abby had to get an Uber, but now wants me to pay for half when I was one of three. She's counting herself and her husband as one person, and they stuck me in the middle seat. You would think if you're counting yourself as one person, at least sit next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But that middle seat in the back seat of an Uber is the most uncomfortable. That's where old Taddy Toaster had to sit.
So you're saying instead of splitting it in half, because there were three of you, you guys should split it three ways.
Right.
Okay. Interesting.
And I know it's not a lot of money and many people wouldn't speak up, but
you're not many people.
If you don't speak up, then you've set a precedent. Mm-hmm. People are just going to walk all over you. And it's not necessarily me, but it's the next person that Abby and her husband try to take advantage of.
Yeah, it's like if you're going to a restaurant and there's three people, it's like, oh, let's split a bottle of wine. If you're with a married couple, you split it in half? Well, no, there's three people there, three glasses of wine. You'd split it three ways.
Yeah,
right?
And you were asking before, like, oh, do you want to put your friendship in jeopardy? That's not going to happen.
Okay.
Instead, you know, I think of Abby sort of as a younger sister.
Okay.
Right? I'm trying to teach her.
Yes, that's your role for sure.
Conduct yourself. I'm not only, our relationship is going to be fine. I'm trying to save her from future relationships where suddenly, why did that person stop talking to me? Oh, it would never dawn on her. At least now she'll know.
I like that play. I like that thought process.
Thank you. I'm a little more fired up than I probably should be, but it's okay. I can feel the blood pressure. Let's check an open mic here. You can always leave us a message. Use the open mic on the B98.5 app.
I would not pay half of the Uber. I think they only asked you to do that because you're friends. So don't pay it. Everything will be fine.
Interesting. I'm surprised that I have any support because I know I come across like those poor guys whining all the time. Well, well, good morning.
Do you want me to start on what we had to do for you?
Oh, yeah, I know there's more to this story. I know there's a lot, because I've seen Tad in Ubers and Lyfts before, and it's not his preferred place.
If you didn't know, that is Abby calling into the show now. What?
On the way out, we start driving. Guess whose phone is still at the party?
You leave the party. He leaves his phone at the house where the party... Oh, that's just class.
So Andrew had to add a stop to go back to where we came from, so the Uber driver turned around. But then we couldn't add a stop to Tad's house. So my sweet husband drives Tad home, and guess who fell asleep on the way home?
Did he fall asleep in the Uber back to your house or from your house to his house?
Both. But Andrew said he was sweetly dreaming the whole way home.
If the conversation was a little bit more interesting,
oh my God,
maybe I wouldn't have nodded off.
What would you have done on MARTA?
There's all kinds of things happening on MARTA trains.
Okay, I'll work on being louder and more excited.
That keeps me up. The fear of dying keeps me awake.
If you could have peed in the Uber, too, that really would have brought Tad to his home place.
I've never done that.
Drex, would you like to ride with us next time? I'm not doing this again.
I've learned my lesson.
For how I'm being treated, you might as well just throw me in the trunk.
Okay, that's fine.
It was interesting, like, being in that middle seat when I nodded off. Like, whose shoulder did I end up lying on?
Keeping up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond, Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 30% chance of scattered storms this afternoon with a high of 95. It's 80 now in Marietta. What's going on, Drex?
May have seen Michael J. Fox's final public appearance, and it just so happened to take place in front of 200,000 people over the weekend. We'll get to that story in just a second. But what is Senate Bill 10, and how is it aimed at keeping you safe while putting multiple people behind bars? Take a listen.
His bill makes it a crime to organize and promote street racing on social media or anywhere else.
Now gives law enforcement an opportunity not just to go after the drivers, but those that are organizing the events and blocking our highways and streets and roadways in that great state.
So this street racing and doing the donuts in the middle of an intersection, shutting down roads, really rose to popularity during the pandemic. And when the cops would chase down a driver that was doing it, they would usually just impound the car and take the driver. But now Senate Bill 10 says if you're in the car, if you're spotted at one of these events, if we find on social media that you were responsible for organizing it, everybody's going to jail.
This is one car or sometimes two doing donuts in the middle of a highway sometimes.
Yeah.
With a huge crowd of people, 3 a.m, fireworks, everything. And so they must have to promote these in advance
for
to have
sure.
that many people even awake at 3 o'clock mm-hmm. in the morning. But now, and why would you go stand in a circle around a car doing donuts without any protection whatsoever?
Exactly why? That's the question.
And then you add fireworks into it. It's like, should we start juggling knives at the same
yeah.
time? You
I think
know?
That guy's like off in the corner doing that. Yeah. All right. So if you had the chance to thank the one person responsible for your success, would you do it? Well, one of the biggest bands in the world did just that over the weekend in front of 200,000 people. Coldplay was playing this massive festival. It's basically like the Bonnaroo of the UK.
Right?
Yeah, it's called Glastonbury. 200,000 people. My wife and I, big Coldplay fans, we actually watched it live because they were streaming it live. It was really cool. But during their real famous song, Fix You, they brought out Michael J. Fox. He was in a wheelchair, had his electric guitar, mm-hmm. and he was playing with the guys.
To listen to the whole soundtrack, you're a huge Coldplay,
Coldplay fan. And listen, I didn't want to talk about this story because I saw it happen live. I'm like, well, that's really weird. Why would they bring out Michael J. Fox? Because it almost looked like they touted him out there in a wheelchair. He didn't look good. And I'm
like, why?
Yeah, exactly why. So then, of course, I had to do some digging. This is a clip from Chris Martin, lead guy of Coldplay, on with Kelly Clarkson, talking about the connection between him and his band and Michael J. Fox.
My number one is Michael J. Fox came and played two of the songs from Back to the Future with us.
What?
In MetLife Stadium. And
oh, my God.
That was really wonderful.
Yeah.
Him coming to play Johnny B. Goode and stuff. That's what made me want to be in a band, you know. That
really?
That scene, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of you are probably too young to remember that film, but...
Yeah, so he's telling Kelly Clarkson that, you know, that scene, he's playing Johnny B. Goode in Back to the Future as Marty McFly. That was like, that's what Chris Martin said. I want to be in a band. That's what I want to do.
So we are going to talk about Coldplay all morning, are we not?
We don't have to. I'd love to.
Sound clips. We've got old interviews we're playing. If you want to see the performance from Glastonbury from over the weekend, which I'm sure, Drex, you'll watch it another 1,000 times, it's at TadDrexandKara.com.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So, John, you need forgiveness from a neighbor. You scared off some workers that were supposed to be working on our house?
I basically told these workers to take a hike because I am a little bit of a neat freak. I'm obsessive. I wanted this baby shower I was throwing to be so perfect. And this crew was going to be in all the photos outside of my window. And I couldn't have that happen.
All right. So they're working on your neighbor's house. The crew's working out. What were they doing? Do you know?
Something outside that was...
Right.
Right in the wrong place that I wanted them.
Yeah, so you're having... And whose baby shower is it?
My daughter.
Okay, so you've got the room all set up, and I imagine if she's opening presents on a couch with the window behind her, setting the scene, it's gorgeous.
It was inside? Your thing was inside?
Yeah, but
you're
if the window faces out...
Yeah, it's a big bay window. No, the big bay window kind of looks right out, and there's no fence or anything, so you have, a clear view of where all this stuff was going on.
So did you call your neighbor...
No, I just told the workers to go away directly. I went right up to them and actually pretended to be my neighbor to tell them that they couldn't work.
That was my question, because if just some random person came over and was like, hey, can you not work? They'd be like, no, the homeowner hired me. You pretended to be your neighbor, Carrie, and told this work crew to go away.
I mean, they weren't going to know the difference. They can come back another day. You know, it was just, it couldn't happen that moment, and... Maybe it was the wrong move, but I had to do it.
Well, that's the question I would have is, does your neighbor have anything to say about this? Did your neighbor come home? Does your neighbor know it was you that kicked these people out of her yard?
I haven't
really done anything about it. I just want to tell her I feel bad. I haven't seen any workers come back. It's eating at me. Oh, and I have to do something about it.
These guys haven't come back yet. Oh, no.
And she would only know that. I feel like I wish Kara was here because that sounds like Kara business. Like you've been monitoring the activities at your neighbor's house ever since. So we need to call this Carrie and let her know that it was you that told the workers to go away. Maybe she thinks the work was done for all we know.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Dawn was just telling us that she was throwing a baby shower for her daughter and some workers showed up at the neighbor's house. Mm-hmm. She was like, these people cannot be in the background of my photos. So she pretended to be her neighbor, Carrie, and said, you guys have to get out of here, come back another day. Well, since then, she's noticed no workers have come back. Now it's gotten into her head. She's like, I got to tell Carrie that I was the one that called them off. Dawn, Carrie's not going to know you're on the line when she first picks up, okay?
Okay. Hello?
Hey, Carrie, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, I guess.
The reason we're calling is we do a feature every morning on our show called Forgive and Forget. And we have somebody that wanted to ask forgiveness. Did you have some issue with some workers, some people that were working around your house?
Kind of, yeah. I've had a lot of stuff happening at my house this week.
Like what?
My sprinkler system exploded. And I did call some people to come fix it. And they were here for like 10 minutes and left.
Have you tried to reach back out to them and see if they could come back or why they left in the first place?
Yeah, I've definitely tried. They're all booked now. Everything, it's just like a mess. But
you say they're all booked now. Like, did you make an appointment for this week or?
They're booked for like the whole month now at this point.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So the person that wanted to ask your forgiveness is your neighbor, Dawn.
Okay.
And Dawn, why don't you go ahead and tell Carrie what you did?
I'm really embarrassed about all this, but I was the one who told that crew to sort of take a hike and go away. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, what? You don't seem upset.
I'm not shocked. I guess you could say.
This is normal behavior for Dawn?
I have a Ring doorbell, and I saw everything go down on that. So.
Oh, you saw Dawn come over and kind of shush this work crew away.
Yeah.
You have to understand. I was throwing this party, this baby shower for my daughter. I was trying to have everything so perfect, and this crew was right in the view. It was right outside the window. Everything was going to be in the picture. It was just not good timing. You have to understand. I was doing it for a reason.
Is there anything else that you want to come clean about?
Oh, boy.
No.
Is there something else you know, Carrie, from that Ring doorbell by chance?
Oh.
I saw you come over in the middle of the night and take a shovel to one of my pipes. Like, I know you're the reason that my sprinkler system exploded and then the reason that my crew couldn't even fix it.
Hold on 1 second. These are serious allegations. Dawn, is there any truth to that? You took a shovel to her sprinkler system?
Carrie has not been adhering to the neighborhood watering restrictions at all.
Neighborhood watering restrictions? What are you talking about?
Oh, gosh.
It's been so hot and dry, and we are only allowed to water the grass like 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie has been ignoring that. He needs to adhere to these rules.
So,
that's not fair.
So that
to the
means
rest
that
of
you
us.
Can. You can come and destroy someone else's property and, like, lie about it, and did that justify it?
Well, you're destroying the whole neighborhood, basically. If you're going to keep doing this stuff, you're destroying all of us. It's not just you, okay?
Hey, Dawn, how long have you been on the Homeowners Association?
Yeah, right?
Those that don't play by the rules, you know, it's just rude. It's really not fair to all of us other neighbors.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So now, Dawn, you're going to be on the hook for fixing this system, paying for it.
You have the video evidence of Dawn walking over and sticking a shovel into one of your sprinkler pipes.
And how are you going to answer the fact that you're not supposed to be doing that? I mean, let's put that on camera. I mean, I can bring that to the board. And they'll be like, well, why are you having your sprinklers on?
Yeah, but I'm still not sneaking around onto other people's property.
What happens with the pipe now? You bust the pipe. Don't you have a geyser running 24/7 in your front yard?
No, I had to shut off the whole sprinkler system so it would stop.
Mission accomplished.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Okay. Wow. Coming up tomorrow, Amanda decided at the very last minute that she didn't like what she and her partner at work had come up with. So she changed everything with their presentation.
Yeah.
I think they got the gig, but her coworker's no longer with the company.
Oh, she knows
why. Tomorrow morning, Forgive and Forget, 7 a.m.
If you like what you hear, we'd love for you to give us a rating. We prefer 5 stars, though, so if you don't like what you hear, feel free to not leave us a rating. Tad, Drex, and Kara, weekday mornings on B98.5. Giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 30% chance of scattered storms this afternoon with a high of 95. It is 77 in Conyers. What's going on, Drexy?
Either this is AI or there's something seriously wrong with Paris Hilton. We'll get to that audio here in just a second. But for the past few years, tens of thousands of people would hit Centennial Olympic Park to catch 4th of July fireworks. But that's on pause this year. So many are looking for other options. And let's discuss this now because you need to put a plan in place.
Oh,
you can't
yes.
just be driving around Wednesday and Thursday, you know, looking for something to do.
Right. What kinds of snacks are you going to be packing? Yeah. Things have to be planned.
So on Wednesday, Stone Mountain Park, obviously going to have their fantastic 4th celebration going on. City of Kennesaw is going to do fireworks and a big celebration as well. That's on Wednesday. Then July 4th on that Thursday, Dunwoody's going to have their Red, White, and You parade that starts around 9 a.m. And then City of Norcross, Red, White, and Boom, they're going to have their big celebration. Yeah.
I love the names.
Yeah. And the City of Ackworth is going to throw down at Cobble Park. That celebration starts at 5:30 with the fireworks at 9:30. And I'll throw a full list up at the Tad, Drex, and Kara Facebook page of all the good stuff going on.
You're a gentleman
yeah.
and a scholar.
All right, so Paris Hilton, this is really odd. You have to hear it. She seemed to flip a button, like something happened. This is the same person talking. She was addressing Congress. So at first she's talking to the senator who it appears she has a rapport with. They're just chit-chatting, getting into things. And then when the whole, like when the discussion starts.
Get down to business time.
Her voice changes. You got to take a listen.
I enjoyed our Zoom call, and I love your jacket. The sparkles are amazing.
I had a little bling here for today.
Yes. I wanted to find out who made it later. But I think the most important thing is they need access to therapy, counseling, mentorship, and other community-based programs.
So on that word, but, is
yeah,
where...
Yeah. You could.
I love your jacket. It's yeah. so.
So anyway, as I was saying,
and she went
Senator,
on, it even got worse.
And I think it's also important to not label these kids as troubled or bad.
Okay,
dude,
obviously,
it's clear.
I wanted to find out who made it later. I think the most important thing is
when she was on The Simple Life back in the day with Nicole Richie and everything,
mm-hmm.
she put on a voice. She said she was shy, and so she put on that baby doll voice.
Sure.
That she did the entire show. She mm-hmm. did that. That's not her real voice. But I feel like when she's talking fashion and I really want to buy that dress,
mm-hmm.
it's really great. That's when she goes back into her baby doll voice.
Yeah, so I wonder if that baby doll voice is, like you said, she's shy. Maybe that's a
it's like a
self-conscious.
She's hiding from. She's
yeah.
like putting on. That's like when she's putting on a show. So funny enough, that means real Paris
mm-hmm.
is smart Paris.
Oh, wow. Who would have thought?
You're exactly right, Tad.
Thank you, Senator.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Alyssa in Douglasville, how you doing?
I'm good, just sitting in traffic.
Taking advantage of the fact that Kara's not here, so it's $100 of my money up for grabs.
Yeah, let's kick Tad out of the studio, Alyssa.
All right, Tad, I'll see you later.
All right, bad luck to you.
Oh, come on. All right, Tad leaves the studio. We're going to ask you these 5 pop culture trivia questions. Bring Tad in. We'll ask him the same exact questions. If you get more right than Tad, you get $100 of his money, and anything that happens today isn't going to reflect Kara's record. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Question number 1, Will Smith debuted a new song during the BET Awards last night. His 2000 hit song was titled Getting Blank With It.
Jiggy.
Question number two. Chris Pratt announced he and his wife are expecting their third child. True or false, Chris is married to Sylvester Stallone's daughter.
False.
Question number three. Taylor Swift is okay after getting stuck on a platform during her Eras tour in Dublin over the weekend. What's the name of the popular stout beer that's headquartered in Dublin?
I don't know.
Question number four. Michael J. Fox made an appearance during a Coldplay concert over the weekend. What's the name of the bully in the Back to the Future movies?
Be honest, I've never seen those.
What? Oh, my gosh.
I know.
All right. Question number five. Justin Timberlake poked fun at his DUI arrest during a show in Boston. Justin was the first celebrity to appear on Ashton Kutcher's MTV show back in 2003. What was that show?
Is it Punk'd?
All right, going to bring Tad back in. We struggled a little bit there in the middle, Alyssa, but did okay to finish up. We'll see what happens. You might have old Taddy Toaster against the ropes here.
All right.
Tad's back in the studio, ready for the same questions?
Yes, sir.
Number one, Will Smith's 2000 hit song was titled Getting Blank With It.
Jiggy.
That's what Alyssa said.
I'll take Jiggy for $1,000, Alex.
Question number two, true or false, Chris Pratt is married to Sylvester Stallone's daughter.
Oh, gosh. Thinking about Bon Jovi, I'm going to say false.
It's false. It's not Bon Jovi. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger, but false is the right answer. So Alyssa said 2-2. Question number three, what's the name of the popular stout beer that's headquartered in Dublin, Ireland?
That'd be Guinness.
Yeah.
Dude, beer questions all day. I got you.
Alyssa slipped up there 3-2. Question number four, what's the name of the bully in the Back to the Future movies?
Biff.
It was Biff. Alyssa said, quote, I've never seen any of those movies.
No. You know, there's a Broadway musical version of it that hopefully will tour that is amazing.
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that. When people are like,
because you're a man and you're like, no Broadway musical.
Did you read the book? Did you see the play? Like, no, I watched the movie.
I'm telling you. All right, question. It's better than the movie because it's updated to today's audience.
Fun.
You show your kids the original Back to the Future and you're like, all right, we don't talk like that.
Right.
We don't give each other noogies.
All right, question number five. Justin Timberlake was the first celebrity to appear on Ashton Kutcher's MTV show in 2003. What was that show?
Oh, dude, where's my... No. Show Punk'd.
Punk'd is the right answer.
Woo!
Wow, Tad, a clean sweep, 5-3. Alyssa and Douglasville, are you smarter than Tad?
I am not smarter than Tad.
Wow, good job.
I know that's right. No cash, but you get a pair of tickets to Cosmic Swift Laser Spectacular July 13th, Gas South Convention Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Have the best time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.